Hi, this is Daniel Johnston from the Readers and Writers Paradise, and this is the Readers and Writers Paradise Podcast, episode number 2. The Readers and Writers Paradise Podcast, book reviews for kids you can trust. Thank you so much for listening. As promised, I've got our featured guest here, Eric from ThisKidReviewsBooks.com. Eric is super awesome. He's only 12 years old, but he's already published a book, and he's been running his book review site for several years. It's super popular. Tons of people read it all the time. And he interviewed me on his site like almost 2 years ago now. So I'm really honored to welcome Eric as the first guest of our podcast. So thanks for coming on. So I first heard about Eric when I stumbled on to his website. I don't even remember how I did it, actually, but I left a comment, and I was super excited when he asked to interview me. I wasn't expecting that at all, but that was cool, and talked about chess and books and everything, so that was cool. I really respect Eric a lot, and I've wanted to write a book, and we'll talk about that later, but I've never actually finished or published a book or anything, and he's just done so much, so it's really inspiring. So at first I wanted to talk about how the subject of so many kid book reviewers, because I think, Eric, you kind of really paved the way for that with, online. I remember when I first started my website, I think it was, in 2009 or something, which is around the time you started yours, right?
I think so.
Yeah. There weren't all that many kid book reviewers, but now there are a lot. Do you want to say anything about that?
Kids are just getting more into reading with books like The Diary of a Wimpy Kid and the popularity papers or the Dork Diaries.
Yeah.
And they want to share what they think with the world. So that's probably why they start their book review blogs.
Yeah. Yeah, I think there are a lot more books for quote unquote reluctant readers than there used to be, for sure. I think kid book reviewers are definitely the best kind, because adults and librarians are good, but for example, the Newbery Award books, most people don't really like those books that much, I mean, a lot of them are good, but they tend not to be too popular.
Authors want to know what kid books.
Yeah.
That's the plus of when kids review them.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, more and more authors are writing kids for books, too, because it used to be, books for kids. I think it used to be more they'd, we're thinking about, awards or review committees, but not as much anymore. So Eric, do you want to tell us how you got started with your website?
Well, my grandmother was going to a bookstore, but she didn't know what to get me, because I read a lot.
Yeah.
She didn't know. And a kid recommended The Strange Case of Origami Yoda by Tom Engelberger.
Yeah.
So she got it for me. Said I would like it, and I did. So I thought, if my grandmother would listen to a kid who was a stranger to her, why wouldn't other adults listen to a kid who was a stranger to them?
Yeah.
Or, well, just reviewing is for a newspaper.
Yeah.
But my dad thought that Booker, when by a kid, wouldn't be on a newspaper because most kids aren't on newspaper.
Right.
So he suggested a blog. I liked the idea, and well, here I am, about 3 years later, still blogging. And I've also started, like, writing for the Upper Bucks Free Press.
Yeah.
A newspaper. So, my original wish has come true.
Yeah, that's awesome. Do you have, like, any more plans to, like, expand, like, your reviews or anything? Or do you kind of like the way it is right now?
Right now, I think I have a good... So I do plan on, like, saying a certain day of the week aside to review books that I read without, like, asking me to review, so that I'm reading what I think about what I'm reading, other than just the authors asking me to review their books.
Yeah.
But I think my system's pretty good, anyway.
Yeah. That's really cool. It's a little different from how I started my book review site. I guess I was like really into like blogs and stuff, so I was creating a lot of them, and then and of course I created one about books because I love reading books and writing and stuff, but yeah, I guess it's been the one that's lasted because I've always had like a big love for books and writing stories and everything. Like, I guess in like my house there are like thousands of books and stuff, so I guess I kind of got it from my parents. So I assume it's probably the same for you. So how did you like get love, how did your love for books start?
Well, kind of like you, I've always been around books.
Yeah.
Since I was like an early age, I was read Sandra Boynton books by my parents.
Yeah.
And so that's how I think my love of reading grew. But I was always surrounded by books.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, well... What made you then decide to become an author?
Well, I've always been able to create stories in my head, but I've never been able to write them down.
Yeah.
So one day, my uncle came to me and said, okay, here are two characters, and I want you to write a story about them. It can be about anything you want. They can do whatever you want, just write a story about them.
Yeah.
And those characters were Tomato and Pea, the main characters of my published book, The Adventures of Tomato and Pea.
Yeah. How old were you when that started?
I think I was 9. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I think, yeah, for me, I think I was always, like, writing stories, but then I think it was when, like, I got into Gordon Corman's books when I decided to start thinking about becoming an author myself, and my aunt's an editor, so that helps a lot. But yeah, I would always, like, start writing, like, these, like, involved books, but I would always, like, end up not being able to finish them, so... I guess the closest I've gotten is with NaNoWriMo. I wrote like 37,000 words or something for my book, but it's still not done. But I'm sure I'll finish it soon. But yeah, how did you go about like finishing and ending and publishing your book?
Well, it took me a year to write and another year to edit. So yeah. I can literally really say that half of the time was spent editing.
Yeah.
And some of the time searching for agents and publishing houses, but I didn't really. I was always rejected, mostly because I don't think publishers take a then 11-year-old boy seriously.
Yeah.
I understand why.
Right.
So I decided to self-publish via CreateSpace, and I think I'm pretty good for a self-published book.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, so, yeah, I wanted to ask you, too, about, like, self-publishing. Like, do you think, like, that's going to become, like, do you think that's, like, a viable, like, option for, like, people who want to become, like, professional authors and stuff?
I think self-publishing is a great idea.
Yeah.
It's just that some people take advantage of it, and they just write a book and send it into the self-publisher.
Right.
Proofreading it, editing it, or whatever. And that's probably why have the reputation they have of just being, yeah.
Yeah.
So, but I think self-publishing is a great opportunity for kid authors.
Yeah.
And I do think it can become, it will become the thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I think there are a lot of, like, self-published books that are, like, really good, but, yeah, like you said, there are, like, others that are just, like, poorly written, so, yeah. I mean, my own opinion is that it's best to, like, if you can get it published with a publishing house, just because, like, they have their editors and everything, but, like, obviously that's not always possible, so, yeah, so.
There are some really good ones.
Yeah.
Like Michelle Eisenhoff's books.
Yeah, I've read one of hers, yeah.
They're great.
Yeah.
The Sword of Damocles by Ryan Byrne.
Yeah.
That was a really good one. Which I will be reviewing soon.
Yeah.
So, there are some great ones.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder if, like, that's going to help out, like, kind of the review industry, too, so people, like, know which books to buy with, like, you know, self-published books, because they'll probably become even more important, so. Yeah, so how did your website become so successful? Because, like, I've been trying to grow my site, and, like, it's, like, probably not even a hundredth of as popular as your site. It's, like, crazy.
Well, I think it's just because I review a wide variety of genres. Like, yeah. I read girly books and...
Yeah.
I read picture books and historical fiction and sci-fi, all for, like, a variety of ages. Plus, I think it's just the fact that I'm a kid helps.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, so you think just, like, the quantity and the variety of your reviews?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think... Too, probably, like, how you interview people helps a lot, too, because then, like, that makes them want to read your blog, so.
Thank you.
Yeah. But, yeah, so, you're probably, like, one of the best people to ask this question. What types of books do kids like?
That is one of the hardest questions I have been asked, and it's probably going to stay one of the hardest questions I've been asked.
Yeah.
I have so many favorite books that I either limit it to series or authors. So my favorite authors are the late Brian Jakes with his Redwall series.
Yeah.
Roland Smith, Rick Riordan, Michelle Eisenhoff. She writes really good historical fiction.
Yeah.
There's tons of others that I could mention. Just
yeah.
That could probably take a whole podcast by itself.
Yeah. Do you want to say, like, maybe what kinds of books then, or, like, what like, makes a book that, like, kids want to read?
Well, I think that it's, well, the fact that the characters are believable for whatever setting or plot they have.
Yeah.
Plus the action and timing and stuff is good, but just the fact that it's written well makes it enjoyable.
Yeah.
And such.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of interesting because, like, yeah, I've seen, like, some authors that kids really like who, like, try to, like, write really well and, like, and, like, you know, do by the book. And then I've seen other authors, like Dan Gutman, for instance, who, like, his books aren't, like, super well-written, but, like, the topics are so interesting that kids want to read it. So, yeah, so it's definitely a combination of those things, but...
Plus the wacky titles.
Yeah. Yeah, those are really funny. What would be, like, your main advice, like, to someone who wants to write a book?
Well, I have three things, really.
Yeah.
Don't take negative opinions too hard.
Yeah.
They're mostly just trying to help you.
Yeah.
Be creative. Anything can work. It's your book. And just have fun.
Yeah.
Those are my three tips for being just a happy author. Oh, and also, write about what you enjoy and care for and such.
Yeah, definitely. If you don't even want to read your book, no one else will either. So, yeah. Yeah, so I want to talk a little too about, like, what actually is it about books that's, like, so, like, attracting for us. Like, I guess for me, I think, like, the books allow me, like, to like, express, like, my emotions in a really great way that I can't otherwise. And, like, when I'm reading a book and I, like, see the characters feeling those emotions and stuff, like, I feel like that really helps me a lot. Personally, I guess my goal as an author is, like, to try to express, like, in a book the like, feelings I get, like, from a book. So, I mean, I don't know if that's, like, a really clear explanation, but, yeah, what would you say it is for you?
Well, I just really want people to, I want to get the stories out of my head, but, and I just try to, like, put lessons into them in, like, a way that doesn't suggest that they're lessons.
Right.
So, like, have, like, a really good story and just have them, like, somehow learn a lesson through it and progress and them being a better person.
Yeah.
Mostly because that's how I would like to be in life.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good, 'cause like I find a lot of people like read or write like really dark books or stuff, and like, yeah, I don't like that, 'cause like, yeah, that's like deleterious or however you say it, but
Yeah, I don't like depressing books.
no, yeah, actually, I wrote a post on my blog recently called "How the Hunger Games Made Me Sick," literally. I don't know. Have you read The Hunger Games?
Not yet. But yeah, the idea, like, I can kind of understand why it's a good book.
Yeah.
But just the idea of people killing each other for food,
Yeah.
like fighting each other to the death. Just sad.
Yeah. Yeah, I was, and like, yeah, I mean, I could kind of like handle the first book, but because it was like, but yeah, like by like the second book, it was like I was like literally like getting a headache, and then, yeah, I was going to, I actually went to the a chess tournament last Saturday, and then, yeah, like I was telling you how I got sick, because like, coming back, like I like started feeling really sick, and then when I got back home, I like just went to bed, and then during the night, like it was just awful. I just started like throwing up and everything, and like I mean, obviously, I'm not gonna say it was totally because of the Hunger Games, because that would be ridiculous, but I definitely don't think it helped, because yeah, it's like super negative, so.
Of course, the kind of sad thing is,
Yeah.
but it's also a good thing for like book lovers,
Yeah.
is that apparently the Hunger Games movies are very close to the books,
Yeah.
and the fans like rejoice because finally they're having one of their favorite books be portrayed like in a great way.
Yeah.
But the book's kind of depressing in the whole ways we mentioned.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and like, yeah, all the time, like I see like kids like feeling like so great because like they're reading all these like horror books or like books like that, and they're like, oh, like I'm a great reader, but it's like, yeah, like if you're reading like stuff like that, like it's not really too good, so
I don't get what's so good about that Twilight series.
Yeah, I don't understand it, so yeah, I know, like I could never write like dark books like that, so
At least we're gonna have to wait a bit till we can.
yeah, so I guess I wanted to ask you too, like what do you think the future is for kid authors? We talked about it a little with like self-publishing, but
Well, I'm going that kids will always want to write.
yeah.
So you hope that they would have the courage to actually get up and publish their books. Because when they do that, it's kind of then forget about the writer part. They're suddenly an author. Because to me, a writer is someone who writes but
Yeah.
hasn't published something yet.
Right.
But an author is someone who has published something.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, 'cause like, yeah, in the past it was like unheard of for kids to be authors, like it happened rarely, but yeah, like now it's becoming pretty, like it's not all that uncommon, so. Yeah. So what do you look for when you review a book?
Well, some of the characteristics that I said for making a good book, but I also Yeah, I like good characters that progress, a good plot that moves forward, and, well, just overall thing that makes me want to read it.
Yeah.
Because I will admit, I don't like giving out bad reviews.
Yeah.
Because I know that you worked very hard at them, their book, and, well, plus, I just have one opinion and see if many.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, it's always hard giving, giving negative reviews. Yeah, I always feel bad about it, but, I mean, I guess sometimes you have to do it, though, like, if it's a, yeah. If it's a book that, you know, people won't enjoy, but, yeah, it's hard to do, especially, like,
at all, or whatever, or, like, there's no dialogue and like a 60-page story or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, especially it can be hard, like, if someone's, like, counting on you to give, like, a positive review of the book or something, or, yeah. Yeah, it's always hard, like, but, yeah, I guess what I try to do is if someone, like, asks me to review a book, I look at the book, and if I can tell I'm probably not going to like it, I'll just say no, I'm not going to review it.
Yeah, so. I give them, I usually give the author a warning, just to let them know. I ask them if I can post the negative review, or if I just, should just share, I think is wrong with it with the author privately.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. They don't want to hurt feel such.
Yeah. What do they usually say?
Well, some let me post it. For example, one author, the first time I reviewed their first book, because it wasn't like had some editing errors.
Right.
I just let them know what I thought was wrong with it. And the second book, I, which was better.
Yeah.
I then posted the review on my blog.
Yeah.
So, with permission of the author.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's hard too, because I feel like, like, yeah, if I don't post, like, an, like, a negative review when it's justified, then, like, I'm, like, doing a disservice to the people who read my blog, so, yeah, it's a tough situation, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I feel bad about doing, negative reviews, and I feel bad because I'm doing too many positive reviews, and I just get confused.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I used to do, like, a rating system on my blog, but, like, how, I think you have, like, bookworms and stuff on yours, but I used to, like, give it out as stars or something, but now I just stopped doing that because I feel like it's kind of, like, subjective, so I just try to say, like, yeah, like, these are the good things, these are the bad things, and, yeah, yeah, whether I'd recommend it or not, so.
Yeah, in reviews I try to even out the good and the bad.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot easier though with like big name authors or stuff. So. Like how we were just like kind of trashing Twilight and the Hunger Games, but.
Well, yeah, but.
Yeah.
I will honestly say that I haven't read them.
Yeah.
But I'm not, like, a huge fan of vampire stories or whatever.
Yeah.
And I've heard a story just for people who watch the movie and read the books. I just don't get what's so good about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so, do you think, how do you think that, as like, who do you think like we should be targeting like as like book reviewers when we review books like, because like I always find it hard to tell whether I should be like writing for like the kids or whether I should be like writing towards like the parents or like or what. So
Well, on some books I review that are for kids too young to actually kind of understand what's going on, I write it to like the parents or teachers or whoever is reading my blog.
yeah.
But I don't usually try to get too specific about it.
Yeah.
Although, when I reviewed the 39 clues on my blog and I was talking about the game, I
Right.
was like mostly talking to the kids who read my blog when I did that.
Yeah. Yeah, the 39 Clues is a great series.
It is.
Yeah.
Although I don't get now clues, they were the first book. First, latest book to have different authors write different books in the series. But now a bunch of books are doing it, so
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like it's like kind of gotten too long though, but yeah, I guess yeah, whenever you write a series that's like five, six books like that, it's hard to still keep it interesting, but I think yeah, they do a
Oh
pretty good
no, the
job.
series are good.
Right.
It's just the I think the different authors writing different books in the same series has gotten a bit cliche. But some of the books are really good in the
Yeah.
series, so
Yeah. Yeah, like yeah, I always thought like Peter Larrangis was kind of like had a totally different writing style than the other authors, so which kind of threw me off, but
Oh, I like to like some of the books to each other, like writing style. So
yeah. With your website, do you ever like try to make any money from it, or is it all just cause you like doing it?
because I like doing it,
Yeah.
I'm actually declining having ads on my website.
Yeah. Yeah, I did
Because
the
it's
same
supposed
thing.
to be for, like, so that kids can go on. Some ads aren't exactly kid-friendly and
Yeah.
all.
Yeah, I think that's good. Yeah, 'cause like I did the same thing. Like I don't put ads on my website. I used to, but they were like so ridiculous. Yeah, I had to take them off. So yeah, I think it's good that like yeah, the people can like trust us. Like yeah, that they know like yeah, we're like doing these reviews 'cause we enjoy it and we want kids to find the right books to read. So yeah, so do you have anything else to say that you'd want to share?
Well, mostly that kids who are right, no matter what anyone tells you, what you write is good. If you plan on publishing it, go ahead.
Yeah, that's great advice, 'cause like I found like you shouldn't like just listen to any like old person who like reads your stories like 'cause like yeah, like a lot of people just like criticize it, but like I found it's best to like find a couple people you like really trust and get along with and try to have them review it 'cause yeah, like one English teacher I had, for example, was like always like knocking like my stories or stuff, like he would, like, admit I was a good writer, but he'd, like, you know, like, take off, like, points for, like, stuff he saw wrong with my stories and stuff, and, like, I knew, like, it, you know, it wasn't true, so, like, yeah, you should listen to people who are, who you ask to critique your book, but, yeah, ultimately, you have to make the decision. So, yeah, what else were you gonna say?
And for kids who wish to review books, just review what you, want, review what you like to get started with.
Yeah.
And, see, you might start, moving up.
Yeah.
Or whatever. And just start, like, doing books that maybe you weren't fond of to get used to doing negative. And, but one of the biggest advice I have for any reviewer or blogger, just get out into the blogosphere and make some friends, because they are really what count in the blogosphere.
Yeah. Yeah, and, like, there's no excuse not to either, because it's so easy now to just, you can just go to WordPress.com and start a blog for free in, like, 5 minutes, so, yeah, there's no excuse anymore not to start a blog, so, yeah.
Like, via WordPress, you can, like, just search through WordPress and find sites, and that's how I've found some of my first blogs I followed.
Yeah.
By just searching, like, kid book reviews, and found some sites and people. I'm pretty good friends with them right now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, yeah, there's, like, such a huge community of, like, yeah, and, like, everyone, like, no one, you know, like, is doing it for any benefit other than that they enjoy it. So, yeah, they're, like, if you go to, like, the Marvelous Middle Grade Monday or stuff, they have, a bunch of links to other blogs and stuff, or, like, Unleashing Readers also has, like, a similar thing. So, like, right there you can find, like, 50 blogs, so, yeah.
And Susanna Leonard Hill, she did Perfect Picture Book Friday, and lots of authors and book reviewers link up with reviews of Perfect Picture Books.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, her website's a really good resource, too. So, thank you again, Eric, for coming on the show. You're super awesome, and everyone listening to this has to check out your website at againstthiskidreviewsbooks.com. So, thanks for coming on, Eric. Yeah.
A nice time talking to you.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, hopefully we can do it again sometime. Okay. Yeah, have a good one.
You too.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for listening to my podcast. I'm trying to get it in iTunes so you guys can get it easy. But I'm having a little trouble, so probably by the time you're listening to this, I'll have it up in iTunes. Just search in iTunes for the Readers and Writers Paradise podcast, and you can also check out my website, readersandwritersparadise.com, for more book reviews and short stories I've written and interviews and all kinds of awesome stuff. And remember to check out Eric's site at thiskidreviewsbooks.com. So thank you, and I'll see you again soon.